could be gone, but you said they don't cross, love was shed. So I put my faith in God, like he said. I just put my faith in God, like he said. Now I do, I ain't bustin', my new life bustin', my crew quite bustin', it's you, Christ, look at me, my dude, I ain't bustin', my new life bustin', my crew quite bustin', it's you, Christ, look at me, my God, like my God, quiet down, I will not, I get loud, I don't stop, I don't bow, set to God, only one of those who gave his only son a go, to God, only one of those to save us, make us wanna go, hoorah. You ever knew real love? I mean that unconditional. No matter what, I forgive love. If the ones with you and
Jonah, you
secrets and worst thoughts, would they still love? Huh? Well, God knows it and still does, cause he don't change and he is love. Real bad. Back on my head, I was lost, I was dead. Could be gone, but you said they don't cry.
What's up, man? How you doing?
Yo, what's goody? What's goody? Yo, hey, listen, yo, listen. Say hello to the reps in the audience, man. You on live, man. Everybody celebrating your brand new winners trophy season. Congratulations, my guy. Congratulations. You know what I'm saying? How you doing? You feeling
doing
good?
Well. Yes, sir. I'm doing well.
That's good, man. Well, it's good. Hey, yo, check it out. Listen, man, yo. Well, before we get into this joint, man, I want to play a little word associated to warm up. Let's warm up to one another. I'm going to give you two words, but you got to choose right quick. All right, let's see. Goku, Vegeta.
Vegeta.
Ah, okay, okay. McDonald's, Burger King.
McDonald's.
Joy and Kobe.
Kobe.
Bizzle, Jay-Z.
Bizzle.
I was testing you. Nah, look, bro, you're a super dope man to have you on. You know what I'm saying? So grateful. I mean, congratulations once again on the signing of the new single, man. Look, for everybody who's unfamiliar with Jonah Daniel, man, yo, tell me a little bit. What's your story? Yeah, the spotlight on you, guys.
My story. So, just kind of bouncing off of the article from. Holy Culture Radio, but they kind of asked me, you know, when you start writing recordings. Started writing recording when I was 15. Had a little old computer at the crib, and my dad had asked me, hey, what do you want to be when you grow up? So that was my first time actually, like, digging into what I might want to do. So, yeah, I just started writing from there. And raised in a Christian household, so it was Christian music. I thought I was saved. I had been baptized. I just wasn't baptized with the Holy Spirit. So that's a story in and of itself. But yeah, that's where it started. And yeah, this is where it's at now.
Word. That's what's up, bro. So do me a favor right now. You know what I'm saying? Are you in a place where you straighten? You know, you got laundry everywhere. Can you turn the camera? Is your camera on? I can't see if your camera on. But the people want to see your beautiful haircut. You got a shape up. Everybody telling you know.
Oh, can you not see me?
I mean, I can't see you on the live, but I don't know, can y'all see him on the live? So somebody let me know. I only see me. I don't see nobody else. You know what I mean? Is somebody out there? Nobody responding? Nothing,
I mean,
can you see?
You see me?
Nah, I can't see you. Hold on. Let me do this. I'm gonna pull you up on my Instagram and see if jump on a live on the computer. And see if I see us both.
I was gonna say I see you.
Oh,
I see both.
Hey, there you go. But look at your hair, bro. Yeah, I see you with it. You just started. Yeah, so I just can't see you on the live, but we here. I see you, my guy. All right, man.
It says business in there, but I don't see him.
Yeah. Yeah, I tagged him, you know, bro. He just, he watching over. He like a hawk. He just trying to see what's going on, bro. He the chaperone at the interview. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yo.
So check it out. So Jonah Daniel, man, is that your real name? Is that your government or your ID? Or is there a deeper meaning? You was like, you know, I relate to Jonah. He was in the belly of the beast. And then, you know what I mean? The lions all around me. I'm sleeping with the drool because I got the peace of the Lord in the midst of the wild things. Is that where you came from? Or?
Yeah, no. So the story behind my name, my mom, just being a young mom, she for a lot of it, raised us on her own, doing a great job. But I was one of those situations where, you know, it was kind of questionable, and there was the talk of giving me up for adoption, and just not knowing if she could provide. You know, she's you know, got my brother and my sister. And so she's, you know, going through with the whole adoption process. And before, probably about a couple of weeks before she gave birth, she had a dream about the name Jonah, and asked my Nana about it. My Nana was in the Lord, and she's like, oh, you need to read about it. And so the day of my birth, she decided to keep me. And so the adoption agency had to leave. They had to cancel all the paperwork and everything. But then she gave me that name that she got from the dream. So she named me Jonah Daniel. When I used to do music in the world, I went by another name, Timeless, whatever. And when I got saved, when I was baptized with the Holy Spirit, I tried to, like, you know, jump back in. I wanted that clout a little bit. So just tried to take the J off of it. It was Timeless J. I'm like, well, I'm cutting Jonah out because it's all God. And God still said no to that because he's like, you're just trying to hold on to what you had before. So when I finally got the go that he said, okay, I'm allowing you to do this music, because I completely gave it up. I'm like, God, if you don't want to, you know, if I can't control myself, if my pride is not in check and I'm putting this above you, I'm not going to do it. So I stopped doing it. When he gave me the go to get back into it, you know, just think about the whole story of my life. I'm like, oh, he probably gave me that name for a reason. So Jonah Daniel, my first and middle name.
Yo, that's fire. And it's super awesome to hear you first say, you know, that when you came to the Lord, you laid it down, because it's a gift. And we're so great that sometimes the music is an idol. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So we're like, Lord, we want to worship you with this. But you can't worship me with that if that's the God of your heart. You can't worship me as the God of your heart if that is the God of your heart. So laying that down before the Lord and saying, Lord, I submit this to you. And when he prepared you, you know what I'm saying, and you left off. What's crazy is that your label mate, I don't know if you know, but Jerry Sanders kind of went through that same season 2, you know what I mean, in the midst of insurance. So tapping with him, y'all, but you know that big bro, little bro,
yeah, for sure. Yeah. No, I talked to Biz. It seems like what God, I mean, those that God called to do it for him specifically, that is a big part of their story, is like, oh, the giving it up part, you know, the sitting still part before the Lord. And, you know, it's like a heart check, you know. God won't give you anything that you're going to put above him.
Exactly.
So, if we show him that, hey, I can be a good steward over this life that you've given me, the career that you've given me, he's going to give you more. And so I know Biz went through that phase. Yeah, Jerry Sanders, myself. Even Monster, yeah. I think Monster had a season of that where he just like, you know, God, whatever you want for me.
Thanks, man. But he ain't doing music. He is still powerbombing people. Yeah. He's like, Lord, yeah. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to take it out. DDT somebody off the top rope, like, you know what I'm saying? He's out there getting it in, you know what I'm saying? And so, like, influences, bro. I know they probably get a million times, bro. So, stylistic, like, influences, like, who influences style? And I know a lot of times, you know, we get, as we grow into the thing and we cultivate, like, of course, we got influence from hip-hop culture because we came up in hip-hop culture, we developed them and learned from it. But who were the influences then, and who do you kind of glean from now? You know what I mean?
Okay, so I would say there's three different segments. So, I mean, I can't start without saying that at Joy Tabernacle, when I was 5 years old in preschool, that Lecrae came to my school. And it was one of his first gigs, his real talk. He's doing what he's doing. And my mom, like I said, being a single mother, raising us in the Lord, bought the CD. So I grew up on real talk.
Hey.
And, so when I started writing, and people were like, oh, how don't you cuss? I never grew up on regular rap. So I wasn't even familiar with, you know, putting cuss words into it. So, I mean, that's where the inspiration, I would say, number one, influence for inspiration to go and just do and be obedient and, like, inspire the kids. I would have to say Lecrae, because I was a kid. He inspired me, and now I'm doing the same thing, which I got to let him know in 2022. now when it came to the salvation. So when I came to the Lord, I'm just like, okay, I know my purpose, the Great Commission. What do you say? Go and make disciples of all nations, you know, teaching them how to obey. And he gave us this this commission to go and do. So I thought all music was bad. One of the ways that I came to the Lord was from a worldly record deal that was tied into the occult and 666 and kind of basically selling my morals and selling my, I wouldn't say selling my soul, but giving myself up for it. So I thought all music was bad. So when I came to the Lord, I started listening to, I'm like, God, is there even a way to use rap in that kind of way? And then that's when KB, Flame, and Bizzle were heavy. Because I'm hearing them. You got Bizzle every record, gospel at the end.
Right.
So telling them, is, you know what I'm saying? Come and submit your life to the Lord. This is what he did. This is who he is. Then you got Flame, unashamed from the beginning. You know what I'm saying? And then now he's breaking down the scriptures about just the importance of baptism and stuff like that. And then KB, who I felt like, you know, coming in with the autotune and coming in with, like, the newer sound, like, gave us something completely unashamedly Christian, spreading the gospel on every record. And so that's where I would say the influence to use it for the glory of God came from. And then, yeah, I guess that's only two. I guess that's only two.
Now, the Holy Spirit was the third. It was the first, but yeah. It was the third, but it was the first.
Yeah, yeah.
The second and the third, too.
Yeah. So, yeah, inspiration most definitely from the Reach Camp, just seeing them, you know, grind super hard at the early years, come out and do it. That's the, you know, I was watching Andy Media when I said, oh, I want to be a rapper. And then when I found out that it can be used as a tool to bring others to Christ, I was most definitely watching, you know, Bizzle and Flame and the Truth. I can't forget the Truth. I mean, there's so many of them, you know what I'm saying? I can't go down a list, but you can see there's two different segments. There's like, oh, we're going to make music, something good to bob to what you need. And then it was like, oh, let's use this as a strict tool to spread the gospel.
Yeah, it's almost like your mindset went from milk to meat. You know what I'm saying? You was like, hey, this is good to say, hey, you know, Jesus. But then it's like, well, salvation. You know what I'm saying? The preaching of the gospel, man, and really just planting the seed and allowing the Holy Spirit to do the increase. And that's so wonderful to hear not only just how you were influenced, but you also acknowledging, man, and giving honor where honor is due, you know what I mean, to those who came before you to lay the path to inspire. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
definitely.
Yeah,
salute, you know what I mean? Yeah, yeah. So now you're officially on Fast Forward, you know what I mean? Fast Forward, you're on GOM. Just dropped a single, Submit to God. Mm-hmm. So how did that, like, signing come about? Like, were you, like, trying out for American Idol? You was on America's Next Got Talent. And Bizzle was like, nah, son, come over here. You know what I mean? Like, how did that whole thing with Bizzle, like, link up? You know what I mean?
So, I mean, I would have to start. The whole thing actually started with the song. So I was, I was going to start from there. 2020, moved out on my own for the first time. I'm 20 years old. Living downtown, and this is my first time without accountability. So, you know, I've always had a roommate. I've always had my parents. I've always had somebody. I was just me. You know, I'll get off work and I'll come home. Through that season, I began to wrestle. I began to wrestle with sins that I thought were done away with, but, you know, the flesh is never not dead until I'm out of here. So I began to, you know, struggle and, like, wonder, man, is this how it's gonna be? You know, I'm grown, I'm living on my own, like, why can't I get a hold of this? And I began to really see God. So, you know, time's going on and I'm noticing patterns starting to stack up as far as even addiction goes, and I'm just like, I'm seeking God. I'm just like, God, how am I supposed to do this? Like, how am I supposed to continue to follow you while I'm living on my own? I have so much freedom. That night, I opened up the word to James 4:7. Well, I opened up the word to James 4, so I'm reading. It's like, okay, you know, I'm seeking. That's the question. God, how do I do this? I come across verse 7. It says, therefore, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. So when I saw that, I said, oh, so I'm trying to resist the devil. I'm trying to get off work, come home. I'm like, I'm not going to smoke. I'm not going to smoke. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to drink. I'm not going to, you know what I'm saying? Walk in sexual immorality. I'm trying to do all this out of myself, and I'm missing the first point. He said it in order for a reason. Submit to God. So then I was like, oh, you know, a light bulb went off. You know, God always answers through his word. And then there's this beat that came by from a producer named Beck. And as soon as I heard it, it was like the Holy Spirit just begins to speak. Because now I do it for the Lord. I just pray. Like, God, you know, speak through me. Comes out. Submit to God. Resist the devil, and he gonna flee. And then it just starts doing whatever it does. I credit the whole thing to the Holy Spirit. Long story short, I drop this song. I mean, I make the song and pride kicks in. I'm like, I gotta drop this. I got my old friends from the world over. Cause I knew there was something about this song. I'm just like, bro, come listen. They like, send it to me. So I tried to drop the song multiple times. Mm-hmm. I had no audience. This is back when I had like 300 followers. I'm just kept trying to drop it. I'm like, bro, this song's gonna get on the radio. This song, you know, I could just hear the sound and I was just like, bro, this is it. God kept saying no. Every time I tried to post a reel about it, it wouldn't go nowhere. It would, and I'm like, God, why? He said, don't do it yet. It's not time. So I hold on to this song. I'm telling you, for years, I keep it in the vault. Somebody be like, let me hear your music. I show them that song. You know, everybody saw the potential. And it was like, bro, put it out. I said, God said no. Long story short, fast forward, because I'm not trying to run it on. Fast forward, I get accepted into Flavor Fest, praise the Lord, which was a miracle in and of itself, even how we even made it to Tampa and stuff like that. And I'm like, what song do we do? And then the Lord said, submit to God. So now it's time. It wasn't even released yet. He was like, now it's time. So got word I was going in front of Bizzle. I go up there. I do my set aside. I do submit to God. And I was sad, though, because, you know, this was when 1K Fuel was there. We had The Truth there. We had, of course, Bizzle headlining, Miles Minnick, TZ. Everybody was there. And I'm like, oh, man, somebody's going to see me. And I hope that I get the recognition. You know, pride kicks in again. I got off that stage and nobody said a word to me. And I was just like, man, I went so hard, I thought. dude, I'm telling you, that was the fastest my heart was beating. Walking out in front of that crowd, seeing all these people, Pastor Tommy, like, go get them. And I go out there, and, you know, long story short, scot-free at the end of it, I realized that, man, I had my anticipation in people. I was looking for something out of the people instead of just, you know, being grateful about the opportunity. So I asked the Lord to forgive me for my ungratefulness. As Scott Free and 1K Fuel were praying at the end, I was walking out the door, and then, all right, then Bizzle, I'll see you. He pulled me in, and he was like, hey, man, do I follow you? I was like, no. And he was like, man, hit me up. Long story short, and then I get in the car. I'm all hype about it to my wife and everybody. I was like, man, Bizzle said, hit me up. I started, you know, fear started kicking in. Man, this happened so many times. What if you don't respond? But the Lord was most definitely over the situation. So, that's what happened. He heard that song, and then that became kind of like the leading of building music together.
Bro, yo, that's specifically all things work together for the good of those who are called according to his purpose.
Romans 8, mm-hmm. Yeah, yes, sir.
That's it, bro. You know what I'm saying? So just hearing your testimony, how everything working together and in the patience, you know what I'm saying? Also, those that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength, bro. You know what I mean? And in your waiting and in your patience. Because in this environment, like, it's crazy to hear you talk. Like, so many times you hear, well, if you got it, release it. If you got it, release it. Mm-hmm. They're going to forget about you. You're going to lose followers. You're going to do all these other things. Mm-hmm. You got it, release it. Release it. And we're looking for the success rather than being a place in allowing God to position us. We're trying to get in a position without him positioning us. And that's why so many people like fall to the wayside. They're chasing fame, they're facing lots of likes, and they pride in their heart, try to push them, and they're moving out of order and they're moving in disobedience. But I praise God for your obedience, my God. You know what I'm saying? That's real. So you don't see a lot of that. You don't see a lot of that. You know what I'm saying? They're like, yo, I gotta get out now. Mm-hmm. I mean, but if God don't say now, then you're moving out of order. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, first of all, are you asking him? Are you asking him, is this the time? Mm-hmm. Are you just assuming right now because I got it? We get it out. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So most definitely, I appreciate your patience now. Yeah, here goes something I want to know. Because we know God Over Money has been the elite top tier lyricist, lyrical miracle speaking the students, you know what I'm saying? From the start, like from Bizzle to Bumps to Say Louder. To seven, you know what I mean? Back when Flo was on there, and he was out, you know, the AI and Jevin and everybody, they super new, super lyrics. Mm-hmm. What do you think that you bring, or what do you bring for the GOM audience? It's such a phenomenal roster from him and your testimony, man. You have such a phenomenal heart for God, you know what I'm saying? So what is it that you hope to bring to the GOM audience as they explore and experience what God is speaking through you?
Yeah, well, I mean, what are you thinking? You thinking sound-wise, or are you thinking as far as me as a character. I mean, just
everything. What do you offer people who don't know you, who are gonna experience you from here on out? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because when you think of God over money, you think of, yo, son, I'm going to a Smack DVD battle. Yeah. I'm putting it on. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And most definitely said that your style is youthful, it's lifeful, it's exuberant. You know what I'm saying? And it's just straight, like worship and exhortation, and you know what I mean? All that other stuff. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So just asking from your opinion, like, what do you think that you bring or what that you can offer to those on the God over money who are already fans, already tapped in? We have a different expectation, you know what I'm saying?
Well, like I mentioned yesterday, it's like I hope to first of all carry on the legacy. There's been a legacy of truth, there's been a legacy of controversy and stepping out like John the Baptist. You know, even when those that are self-righteous come around and he's still telling them repent. You know what I'm saying? Still preaching the truth no matter how many robes they got on, how high and mighty they are, how high in the industry they are, the truth of the word of God stands. So just most definitely want to carry that legacy. Never want to look up and realize that I'm talking about myself more than I'm talking about the Lord. Not that that's an issue. I'm just saying, like, I don't want to lose sight of what they already have. Most definitely want to build on that legacy of just being completely unashamed, non-compromising for the word. And as far as sound goes,
I think that the head honcho, he done got through with dinner, he trying to slide through now. You know what I mean? This on you, sir.
Oh, what's up?
What's up, my guy? Salute, man. We over here talking to you. I mean, to your boy, yo, listen, man, you got somebody with an awesome heart for the Lord. Patient, who's obedient, you know what I'm saying? And super wonderful, man, just again to hear his testimony and all that. You know what I mean? Really super tapping. Speaking, I'm saying, of Bizzle, you on the live, bro. I had the next question was in reference to Bizzle, right? So check it out, Joe. Yo, so you're already done busting with Bizzle, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Are there any other label mates here that you looking for right now? Looking forward, like, to working with music wise?
Definitely got a lot of stuff coming with Monster Tarver. Just I don't know if it's just being the two newest members, but you know, just the relationals and the testimonies that he shares with me over the phone and the discipleship that's kind of taking place between everybody on the label is just kind of an awesome thing. So yeah, I mean, move forward with him the most, but man, everybody, you know, I hope Bumps and Jared, they ain't getting tired of me in the DM. Hey, man, hey, let's do something. I highly revere everybody on the team, and I'm just studying their work. I'm studying God Over Money. You should see my playlist. I'm just constantly listening and learning and just getting growth from, like you said, veterans.
Word. Now, Biz, now – I was thinking about it a week ago. You was on the live with us. You came back on the live, so you're back alive. There's two lives right there, two live crew. And you mentioned on there, because they was talking about, you know, gatekeepers. You like, listen, the father is the one that keeps the gate. You know what I'm saying? You was like, the father is the one who keeps the gate. And you mentioned just about how in this upcoming season, how the Lord has positioned you to help even just generate and to help to pull up some of the younger talents. And then so strategically, you jumped into the Lord play all it. Strategically, you introduced Jonah Daniel to the world. Boom, pow, surprise. You know what I'm saying? So just what was that process like in you selecting him? What was it in him that you saw outside of the Flavor Fest? And then shouts out, you know what I'm saying, the Flavor Fest.
Yeah,
shout
out Flavor Fest.
Honestly, man, so once we linked up, we started chopping up. I got to hear his heart a bit. And then not only that, he started sending me music, and I remember listening through his music straight through, and just afterwards I was feeling like man, this kid is a breath of fresh air. Like it's the whole project, you can tell the aim was to glorify God, right? And so I feel like you don't hear that a lot, especially, you know what I'm saying, the younger you go in age, you know what I'm saying, like you hear it. There's still that oh, I want the light, I want the shine, I want the, because we grow up on hip-hop's rooted in pride, right? And so sometimes that takes a while to get knocked off you when you come over here. That's why I think for a lot of the people that we discussed, you, if they share their testimony, there's usually a, oh, I had to put it down for a minute. I had to sit it down for a minute. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Right. Cause I had to do the same thing to clarify, to be sure about my own motives. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? We think we can just be playing for this team over here, get saved and run up over this team and say what position we finna play and what plays we finna run. And don't none of that matter. New team, new coach. You feel me?
Yeah.
Who knows best? And so I really just saw an authentic love for Jesus on top of the dope music, because the music was dope, but I hear a lot of dope music. You know what I'm saying? But when the music is dope and the heart is right, to me that's what matters the most.
Amen. As it should, man. And I see that coming up now, at least in the past year or so, there's more young people. I always say, you know, people say try to count out like the younger generation. They're like, ah, man, they are ready. But the thing, like the younger generation, yo, when they focus, if that's it, that's it. Like one day, they put pedal to the metal, whether it's rebelling against God or going for God. And I think you're seeing a turnaround with younger artists, especially in Christian hip-hop culture, where they're getting away from, hey, you know, I'm a rapper that's Christian, and more into Christ first, Christ always. I mean, and being bold about proclaiming that. I mean, you know, guys like, you know what I'm saying, Child Like CC, Kid Lee, yourself, I say Jonah out here. You know what I mean? So it's a remnant, you know what I'm saying, that's coming out of that culture into this new place, trying to blow a new breath and take the focus back on Christ. You know what I'm saying? Specifically, first, that's it. You know what I'm saying? Everything else be a byproduct. You seek ye first the kingdom and the righteousness and all these things to be added. You know what I mean? From that place. So most definitely, bro. So let me ask, Jonah, what is the number one thing you hope to learn on this new journey and one thing that you hope that you can teach?
Like I said, after the whole deal that I had in the world that was offered to me, that was obviously wrapped in the occult and certain things, I was really fearful of music, and mainly hip hop, just seeing the other side of it, you know, being behind closed doors, being exposed to actual manifesting spirits and demons that were leading music. I thought it was all bad. As I grew in my maturity and I realized that God can use all tools to bring somebody to Christ, then I'm like, okay, so it's not rap that's bad, it's hip-hop, it's the spirit of hip-hop, like he said, it's, you know, the spirit of pride and everything that comes with it, the fatherlessness and all those things. So I realized that God can use Christian rap. One thing that I will hope to learn during this is how to just, you know, make sure that any dominating spirit wouldn't try to creep in and try to, you know, take the power out of it. Like he said, having a form of godliness but denying its power. You know, I just see, you see a lot of artists, they come in, they're on fire, the music is anointed, and then you look up 15 years later and, you know, the compromise is written all over them. So just watching mainly Bizzle's example, and Dayton for sure. I don't even know why he's living out my brain like that. But coming in from the beginning on this and ending on this, you know what I'm saying? Coming in, preaching Christ crucified, ending with Christ, you know? So that's what I would hope to learn. And even getting ready for the rollout, the Lord's used a lot of them to even just show me certain ways, like to keep my mind focused, get rid of certain vices and pick up another, you know, helpful use that's going to make me productive in certain things. And I think that if I can, you know, get into that pattern, praise the Lord, then, you know, I can carry you with me from wherever I go, from work to being a husband, to being a, you know, serving at church, you know, so on and so forth.
All right. So what's the one thing that you hope to teach?
One thing that I hope to teach?
Patience.
Boy, he said, patience, but nah.
Nah, I'm just playing.
It's in the name of the song. It's in the name of the brand. It's to submit to God. And so for anybody who doesn't know Jesus, of course, that initial submit to God is just submit yourself fully to him, allow him to save you and forgive you. And then after that, for those who are in Christ, a lot of times we come to Christ and we think that's it, but he's giving you a gift. He's giving you a family. He's giving you a job. He's giving you a platform. He's giving you all these things. And until you submit it to him, you could be running around aimless for your, you know, the rest of your life, because God has a specific plan he wants to do with this. So I'm just preaching, let's all submit to God. So mm-hmm. as I submit to God, follow me so that we can all submit everything that we have to God.
Amen.
Amen. Well, look, hey, I'm just trying to find out what conference you preaching at next. We can start selling tickets. You need to go ahead and get joining, Mike. You know what I'm saying? You know, you dropping rules, man. I'm so glad. Thank you for your obedience. The Lord, you know what I mean? Bizzle, now I know, you know what I'm saying, that Jonah right now is the young. Well, he's not the youngest on the label because you got your kid.
Yeah, kitty bitten.
You know what I'm saying? Indeed. So let me go. So are there other young people that you've encountered or you heard who, like, man, you know, in his next season, you know what I'm saying, that you want to look out for? You've been a relationship in the background, you know what I'm saying? Or, you know, things of that nature?
Yeah, definitely. My ears are always open, but
I was gonna get a scoop. I'm like,
yeah, nah, it ain't. I ain't gonna give you nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, what's your cash at? What's your cash at?
Nah, it's I was about to give you my cash at. Nah, I mean, you know, like I said, my ears always to the streets, always, you know, building. But every dope artist isn't meant to be signed to you, right? So it's layers to it. It's about praying and being like, all right, because there's people I help, right? But they not signed to me or whatever. And sometimes the Lord, they might not be meant to come on to God over money. They just be, he might have sent them my way for help. It could be in any area, you know what I'm saying? And so my ears are open. My eyes are open. There's nobody. Yeah, I mean, there's people I'm looking at, but it has to make sense. Cause you know, I gotta really be able to feel like I can help them. There's some people who's you know, taking off, and they're in a place where it's like, I don't know if you need to sign a deal right now. You know what I'm saying? And so it would be greedy of me to try to convince you when I don't even believe that that's the best thing for you. You know what I'm saying? And so yeah. I just try to be obedient to God with who we bring on, and you know, whenever he says it's a go or whatnot, then we do it.
Right. You know, and I'll tell you, man, that you have someone that's faithful. In the beginning, I was asking him questions. I was like, no, Vegeta or Goku, and I asked him Bizzle or Jay-Z. He hesitated for a second. I'm like, oh, he's a Bizzle. Yeah, man, it's the super dope. So let me ask, man, you know, I think that this is just a person I think that would benefit and help a lot of other people. When I was talking to John, I said that the sound that he brings is an alternate to a lot of what people would expect, like, from God of the Money, as far as, like, the super duper, like, double entendres and the parts of the young, you know what I mean? It's really super, like, it's super melodic, but it's super focused on truly exalting the true living God and driving the gospel, you know what I'm saying? So I'll talk to him about the question of what does he expect from the audience, and, like, what do you expect, and what is your aspirations for him, like, on a label, or from people getting to hear the stuff that you've heard, the stuff that you like,
I just hope everybody else love the music as much as I do. And, you know, I want to be, my goal is just to be a good steward, right? Like, I don't take it lightly when an artist who has a dream, who has a goal, submits that dream or that goal under my leadership. And so the goal is to be faithful over that, and then help, you know, it's only so much a human can do. You know what I'm saying? Like, and so I'm just trying to help do whatever with him that God wants to do with him. And so I'm here, whether it's CEO or big bro, I'm here along the way. You know what I'm saying?
Right, yeah. So, and now Jonah, I got to just, you know, one more question. Like, what's up next for you? Is there another single on the way? Is an album on the way? You're performing at the Grammys. You're doing the Super Bowl for the last time next year. You know what I'm saying? Like, what's going on, my guy?
Yeah, most definitely another single on the way. Pretty beautiful feature on there. And Yeah, just you know, trying to get around the kids and rub some shoulders. So a lot of shows coming up, mainly locally here in Indianapolis, Indiana. But you know, probably start around the summertime, start traveling a little bit.
Wait. We have rappers in Indiana?
Wow.
Oh, man, we should have started there.
Not many. Hey,
I never knew.
And they think I'm crazy, too, when I try to scout them out. If I'm out of Christian rapper, I'm like, y'all ain't about it. they ain't trying to do that. It's very, no, I don't think, man. I think we have Muted Mike. You know him from Rapzilla.
Yeah.
Muted Mike live up the street from me, I think. But other than that, no, I got some awesome artists. A lot of them worship singers, too, though. And come with that new melody. So I just want to, you know, get out and love on these kids. Like I said, with Craig coming to my school, like the biggest thing is like you hit them when they're young. So that's what I want to see a lot. Once, you know, the singles roll out. And can I tell them what's next, or you don't want me to tell them what's next?
No, we ain't giving them nothing.
Listen, bro, you know, I'm gonna slide in the DMs later.
I'll put on my Cash App and then
Hey, check it. I'm about to go eat real quick, man. I just wanted to hop in and holler at y'all for a minute.
Hey, Bizzle, man. Yo, drop us a line, let us know when that next project happening. You know what I mean? Let me put my pre-order before the pre-order in. I just want to hear. Let me just talk over the empty space in the back with this off. Turn it off and then let me turn the mic off.
For sure. I have my people call your people.
Where we at? Peace. Yo, hey, Jonah, so is there anything, sir, that you want the people to know before we go, any last words for this live here, just, you know what I mean? The people who are here to be introduced to you, you now know, I mean, personally, but I just want to know that I love your testimony, I love your heart, I love your humility, that I love the way that you desire for people to know the Lord through your music, more than people to know your music, more people to know the Lord through your music, and that's not something that you see a lot of. The question that I was gonna ask Bizzle, which I was too silly and forgot to ask him, was just in the midst of, like, there's a generation gap where a lot of people who see younger artists, you know what I'm saying, they're like, some that them young artists, they ain't never talking about nothing, there's a swag and all this other stuff like that. And it comes to where it comes off sometimes in the state of just hating. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And then to a lot of the older artists, they don't understand, number one, how what God is doing with them, mm-hmm. how he's using them. You know what I'm saying? All of that. So then it becomes a disconnect and a division. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I think you know that the testimony that you have, really that you're making, everything is something that's going to really help to bridge that, because it's doctrinally sound and mm-hmm. it sounds awesome.
Yeah, I appreciate it. And I would say that the main, one of the main goals is, you see, and this is what I saw growing up, it's like either we're putting Jesus first and we're spitting explicitly, like I said, even just for the salvation of others. And for some reason, it's lacking the creativity and lacking, you know, the better sound. And then it's like we got, okay, let's do less, you know, preaching. And then it's you know, moving on towards what we want to hear, but it's not feeding as much. My goal is to make unashamed Grammy level music. And not that I want to make it to the Grammys, I'm just saying, I feel like, you know, as we dig into the word, there's some of the craziest bars you've ever heard. So, like, to think that drifting away from the word is gonna, like, make us more hip, I just think we're wrong. I had a pastor say, why are we always trying to sing the world songs? They should be singing ours. And so I think with God telling us to sing a new song over and over again, just putting the pedal to the metal on that and being diligent, I think most definitely we can kind of change the tide. They could be singing our songs and we could be influencing and taking over a little bit.
The problem is, they said some of them singing in secret. We want them to sing in public, to be bold. You know what I'm saying? They singing in secret, man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Some of them over there. But we said, well, it's the time of singing. You know what I mean? Say, if you're ashamed of me before men, I'm going to be ashamed of you before my father. That's what the words say. That's the bars right there. Bam, you know what I mean? Don DeMarco. Fine, you know what I mean? So, definitely, bro. So, yo, keep at it, man. I'm excited for everything that you're doing. Before we go, let's go ahead and get into this brand new single, man. Submit to God by your boy, says the one and only Jonah Daniel. And let's go ahead and go out on the bang, boy. Bob, we live. Oh, snap. Let me turn the back up.
What a that's the ball right
there. Oh, snap. It's the live is on, but the live is on. It's interrupting the song. Hey.
Submit to God.
Hey, turn it down a little bit.
Submit to God, resist the devil, he don't flee. They gon' cross, see me get stuck, but we gon' see. A lot of people got tendencies to wait on me. When Jesus told me they never leave all that way on me. Yeah, when you called, I was on guard if my heart was on wrong. I don't want to call me, they got to get stuck. Tell me to go home, cause I got no more jobs. Yeah.
Hey, turn it down a little bit.
God's will, I need God's will. I don't ever argue with if God's real. I can tell you about this, but this not
Ellisley, that's all you gonna get. That's all you gonna get right now. Go on Spotify, follow. Instagram, I am Jonah Daniel. Go try to find the numbers of Jonah Daniel. Submit to God. That's all you're going to get. I'm going to just give you a listen in about 19 minutes. Doing. You already know what it is. Monday, so we're making the cut, 9 p.m. And just like Jonah said, look, we're doing everything in excellence. You know what I'm saying? We're doing everything in excellence. We're coming through excellence because we're submitting it to the Father. Everybody else just gets to witness what we're creating for the Father. Yo, hey, Jonah, man, yo, you
hey, man, I appreciate you. Hey, I was only telling you to turn it down because it was like muffled through the speakers, but hey, man, I appreciate you.
Hey, man, yo, I appreciate you too, my guy. Yo, you have a blessed night, man. You know what I'm saying? Kiss your babies. Kiss your babies.
Peace. Oh, well, he's saying goodbye to everybody. You guys have a wonderful night.
All right, bro. Peace be 1-1.